You're watching Al Jazeera with me, Sahil Rahman in Doha. A reminder of our top news stories. The United States and NATO have delivered written responses to Moscow's security demands involving Ukraine. Now, they've rejected Russia's call to permanently ban Kiev from joining the military alliance.
The document we've delivered includes concerns of the United States and our allies and partners about Russia's actions that undermine security. A principled and pragmatic evaluation of the concerns that Russia has raised and our own proposals for areas where we may be able to find common ground. We make clear that there are core principles that we are committed to uphold and defend, including Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity, and the right of states to choose their own security arrangements and alliances. We've addressed the possibility of reciprocal transparency measures regarding force posture in Ukraine, as well as measures to increase confidence regarding military exercises and maneuvers in Europe.
The UN Secretary General says life in Afghanistan has become a frozen hell. Antonio Guterres warned the humanitarian crisis has left the country hanging by a thread, with education and other social services close to collapse. Kurdish forces in northern Syria say they've regained control of a prison following a week-long assault by ISIL fighters. About 200 inmates and 27 Kurdish fighters were killed in ISIL's attempt to free its members. Now, the battle forced 45,000 people from their homes in Hasaka. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi is meeting leaders in the United Arab Emirates. It's being seen as a show of support from Egypt after last week's attack by Abu Dhabi by Yemen's Houthi rebels. South Korea's military says North Korea has fired two projectiles believed to be ballistic missiles. It's confirmed it'll be the fifth launch this year. The U.S. says Pyongyang is in violation of Security Council resolutions. U.S. media reports say Supreme Justice Stephen Breyer will retire at the end of the court's current term. Now, Breyer is one of three remaining liberal justices in the conservative majority court. His retirement will give President Joe Biden his first chance to nominate a new judge to the country's highest judicial body. Britain's Prince Andrew is seeking a jury trial in the sexual assault complaint he's fighting in New York. He's facing a civil case brought by Virginia Giuffre, who says she was sexually assaulted by the prince when she was 17 years old.